B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily for Tuesday, November 5th, 2019. Your home for esports and gaming. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to get the latest in esports news with Joe over at the Checkpoint XP News Desk. Plus, we're going to check in with our social media followers and find out what game you have not beaten, but you really, really want to. Those conversations ahead here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. But first,
gaming news update with Joe Sloan.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
CheckpointXP.com.
In one of the more obvious statements ever made by a game producer, Hideo Kojima says his company, Kojima Productions, will eventually start making movies.
Did I just blow your mind?
What do you think he means by start, first of all?
Yeah, right. Like, isn't he already making them? They're just slightly interactive movies.
Yeah,
he's been making them for the better part of 10 years.
Yeah, he states that with games, movies, and TV all moving to streaming platforms, that all three will compete in the same space.
You know what? That statement I don't think I agree with. I think fundamentally, games and movies and television shows will be consumed differently.
Interactive media versus non-interactive.
Well, exactly, but at the same time,
in
I still
case,
think
simultaneously.
But at the same time, I think his point is more so when you have something like Sony and their sort of holistic vision with what they want to do with like now and all that other stuff.
Sure.
If that's fully realized, yeah, it will all exist in the same space. So I kind of get his point. I slightly disagree, but I know what he was trying to say.
I don't think so. Like I get what you're saying, but still the act of fundamentally consuming something is going to be different between movies and games. It's something that we've talked about here on the show before, but I do have a question about this. Do you guys think that this is going to be all digital movies? Like, kind of like how Square Enix, when they had envisioned their movie studio, it was going to be all digital films that were rendered by the studio.
I'm going to be honest, I hope so.
You think?
I think they've gotten that Fox engine down. Or Kojima Productions has gotten that engine down to a point to where I would watch a feature-length film made in that engine.
I probably would, too. Yeah.
Well, first of all, you're both going to watch a feature-length film when Death Stranding comes out, so get ready. Nintendo has solidified its position as the best game hardware manufacturer of all time. According to VG Charts, the company has moved over 750 million consoles and handhelds over its lifetime. That number is only going to increase as the holiday season approaches and rumors of a Switch Pro loom.
Yeah, this is very impressive. First of all, I mean, congratulations to Nintendo. It is an incredibly impressive feat to move that many millions of electronic units. I do think that they might be one of the largest contributors to e-waste that there is.
For sure.
Probably, yeah.
Because you don't hit a number like 750 million units without a couple million units falling into the trash heap. So, I don't know. It's a maybe I just got to bring a little bit of realism in with this number.
Well, thank you for that, Captain Buzzkill.
You're welcome.
This week, Smash Bros. Ultimate officially became the best-selling fighting game of all time. While it's not a surprise that Smash Ultimate takes the title, what is surprising is how quickly it has done so. The game isn't even a year old yet. That won't happen until early December.
And I understand that this actually... Street Fighter 2 had actually previously held this title... And Street Fighter 2 has been around since
30 years.
Forever.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, is that Smash pretty much has, like, total saturation rate for people who own Switches. If you own a Switch, you own Smash.
Even me, who I had no interest in Smash whatsoever,
but you got it.
I'm objectively bad at the game. I own it.
Just to give you some numbers here, Street Fighter's record was 15.5 million.
Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, 15.7 million.
Yeah. And this is also in a time where, you know, fighting games were still relatively niche, you know, and the ceiling for Street Fighter 2 got smaller and smaller for where it could hit as time went on. So it doesn't surprise me, nor am I upset that it supplanted one of my favorite games of all time. I just do think that it requires a little bit of context. That's all.
Speaking of Nintendo, the company is looking to fully make the Switch Lite their new handheld. Nintendo executive Shuntaro Furukawa told the Wall Street Journal that they would bring more titles from the 3DS to the Switch to capitalize on its popularity in the West.
How? Yes. This, first of all, yes. This is good. This is a good thing. The second thing is like, dude, we called this like 2 years ago.
Yep, sure did. Michael Douglas confirmed that Ant-Man 3 is in the planning phase and will begin filming in 2021. Aiming for a 2022 release, the film more than likely would be a bridge between the big phases that Marvel movies now operate in.
Nice. It wasn't too long ago that Paul Rudd himself was kind of a little sad that he's like, I haven't heard anything about Ant-Man 3, so I don't know if it's going to happen. And look, at just the drop of a dime, suddenly they're slotting it into their slate.
Oh, yeah. They've gotten the director confirmed. I mean, shooting schedules.
Peyton Reed, is that right? Is coming back for it?
I believe that's correct, yes.
Luigi's Mansion 3 is now the most successful launch on the Switch in 2019. On an investor call, Nintendo announced that physical sales were more than double its previous incarnation, Luigi's Mansion 2, on the 3DS. The only game to outsell Guigi is Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Why do you have to remind me of the existence of Guigi?
Yeah, and for those who don't know, that is the creepy goo form of Luigi that they put out for Halloween.
No, right.
I gotta say, I'm surprised that Luigi's Mansion is doing this well.
I'm not surprised. I know this is something that people have been asking for a long time. I just didn't realize that there was that big of a fan.
Why are we surprised at this point when anything from Nintendo performs well?
That's fair. Following the continued trend of finally giving consumers what they want, Ubisoft has announced that they would put crossplay into all future titles. Ubisoft CEO Yves Guillemot said that all of their PvP games in the future will support the feature and even some current-gen games. As of now, the only Ubisoft titles with crossplay features are Brawlhalla and Just Dance 2019.
Well, I think that this is definitely a step in the right direction. Crossplay is something that fans have been asking for a long time. I'm not sure how much Brawlhalla and Just Dance 2019 get that done, but more titles moving that direction is definitely a good thing.
For sure.
Much awaited news on the new Dragon Age game could be coming sooner rather than later, as the official BioWare Twitter said, quote, "This marks the 10-year anniversary of Dragon Age. This year, we're excited to join the community's party on December 4th and celebrate a decade together in the world we all love. See you on 12/4 for Dragon Age Day."
And Age is spelt 4G.
Yeah, so yeah, I guess it's Dragon Forge Day.
Yeah, so we can all look forward to BioWare ruining another of our favorite franchises.
Do you have any hope?
No.
Yeah, neither do I. Taken from me.
Not anymore.
That's all for the Checkpoint XP gaming news update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thanks, Joe, for the update. Recently, we were all blown away when it was announced that Microsoft had paid Ninja to leave Twitch and come perform on their platform, Mixer. Since then, we've seen Shroud follow after him, and now another major name is on the move.
Yep, so another big streamer on Twitch is leaving the platform for greener pastures, heading on over towards Mixer. It's Courage this time. I'm sorry, he's not going to Mixer.
He's not going to Mixer.
He's going to YouTube.
That's the even stranger jump that he's making, going over to YouTube.
YouTube gaming. Courage says the deal will make it easier to create more content and engage with his fans in real time. Okay, I have to ask a question, because we're starting to see the hoovering up of streaming.
Oh, I told
now.
You all this would happen. The streamer wars are on. It's here.
Talent is being snatched up left and right.
And so I got to ask, is that sustainable?
Yep.
Do streamers move the needle from platform to platform?
I don't think it is sustainable.
I'm going to tell you why it's sustainable from a platform point of view. Because these platforms have nigh on unlimited resources to be able to do this. Will it get more people to move to their platform? Absolutely not. But they will keep trying it, and they will keep doing it, because it gets their platform in the headlines.
You know what this reminds me of is when YouTube first started their, what was it, before YouTube Red, where they just threw a bunch of money at content creators and said, create stuff for us.
Yep.
Was that sustainable?
No,
it didn't work. And it was, let me put it this way. When it comes to Google and it comes to Twitch, they're going to keep doing this, whether it is quote unquote sustainable or not.
Here's the the thing. I don't think it is sustainable at all. You're right. They may keep doing it because that seems to be what their MO is, but it is fundamentally unsustainable for these businesses because the equation that you have to do is, am I paying this person, you know, as much money as they are bringing in on my platform? Mm-hmm. Are the viewers that they're bringing in worth as much money as I'm willing to pay them? And exclusive deals are not small amounts.
Nope.
And listen, any company that has ever tried this has really not been that successful with
But we're talking about Microsoft, Google, and Amazon. Literally 3 out of 4 of the biggest companies on earth. Okay, so whatever cost that they are fronting for this, you can guarantee they're making hundreds times more than that
in and other business sectors.
All going into the same pot, bruh. And the whole thing is they're going to keep doing this because when is the last time we talked about YouTube gaming ever?
It's been like,
we're talking about it now.
Yeah, say when it went under.
So mission accomplished according to Google. And I understand what you're saying. Is it something that is going to prove long-term gains? I don't think so either.
It definitely
will
not.
People are going to keep doing this because they're going to see the news cycle go crazy over this kind of stuff. So they're going to keep doing it. Everybody is not going to require a $60 to $70 million deal.
Now, to be fair, I have not seen the news cycle going crazy over Courage's move over to YouTube that was more centered around Ninja, and every time it's happened since, they get smaller and smaller. It's the law of diminishing returns.
Of course.
But listen, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to check in with our social media followers and find out what game you haven't beaten, but you really, really want to. That conversation will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, we're going to check in with Joe over at the Checkpoint XP News Desk.
Last year, Serral shocked the world and became the first non-Korean to win at StarCraft II. Easy come, easy go.
Esports news is next here on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on 107.7 The Franchise in Oklahoma City, as well as 107.9 The Franchise in Tulsa. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to check in with our social media followers and find out what game you have sitting collecting dust on your shelf that you've always wanted to finish. That conversation will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily, but first...
Oh my God! It's over! It's over! He did it!
For the dunk! For the
faster! Oh, another one! Oh, the third! What is this?
Esports Gaming Update with Joe Sloan.
And just like that, South Korea is back on top of the world of professional
another
StarCraft
another victory
too.
For America.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. After Serral shocked the world last year, becoming the first non-Korean world champion, fans speculated that it might signal a leveling of the playing field.
Oh, you don't get a leveling of the playing field after just one, Joe.
Oh, no. You sweet summer child.
However, Dark put a stop to that as he won this year's WCS Global Finals and the $210,000 prize. In all fairness, the top four did feature both an Italian player and the returning Serral.
So. Okay, not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad. That's better parity than existed before Serral's run.
Significantly better.
Yeah.
Congratulations go out to VK Lion, who took home first place at the Hearthstone Grandmasters Global Final at BlizzCon over the weekend. The Chinese phenom becomes the first woman to ever win a BlizzCon final, as she'll take home a $200,000 prize. It's a good moment for a professional scene that really needed a win following the ongoing concerns over Blitzchung and the Hong Kong protests.
Did you guys see the video of her winning and she just kind of broke down emotionally on stage? It was beautiful. It was a great moment. It was beautiful. I thought it was something beautiful out of BlizzCon. Congratulations to this young woman.
And really, I want to harbor on that for a second, because Hearthstone is a scene that really needed a win.
They needed something positive.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So all congratulations goes out to her.
A popular Fortnite YouTuber has been handed a permanent ban for cheating at the game. FaZe Jarvis, a content creator for the popular Battle Royale shooter, has been making videos for over a year. However, a recent video featured him using an aimbot to take out opponents in a public game. He didn't hide the fact that he was using a bot. That was the kind of the focus of the video. He was using a bot and making a montage of, like, taking people out with a bot.
Was he using it in some way to try and, like, teach a lesson or anything?
The TOS. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. And that's basically what Epic said, is they handed him a permanent ban from the game and said, nope, absolutely not.
Talk about a way. See, and this is what I'm saying about content creators. Talk about a way of shooting yourself in the foot because you're trying to get the clicks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for real, man. Just so short-sighted.
Context,
it's a young man's mistake.
Context definitely matters, because I know some Apex content creators who would do videos featuring bugs to hopefully get them fixed.
To get them patched,
a lot quicker, yes. But no,
and an aimbot are two very different.
Very different.
If the fact was he was just trying to get the clicks, then yeah, you know, this is... You know what?
This would be like one of those DARE representatives coming into schools and then doing the drugs in front of the kids to show them how bad they are. Stop it. You used something you knew you shouldn't have, and now you have the ban. Now you gotta live with it.
Yep. A FIFA esports athlete has been permanently banned from competition. The player Kurt0411 was banned from competing after he spit on the EA logo.
What?
Following a series of videos in which he criticized the company and its employees, the final straw was when he did a stream in which he hurled cusses at the company and spit on their logo.
All right, so let me... All right, first of all, this is beyond idiotic.
Awkward.
This is beyond stupid. It's one thing to criticize...
It's all bad.
Whomever. It's one thing to be critical of whomever. But, dog, you don't be spitting on the logo.
Kind of child are you?
Listen, man, we've done a few weeks here now of talking about the value of free speech. I don't know that you deserve a ban for spitting on someone's logo. I'm sorry.
I get biting the hand that feeds you. No, you are going to spit on my logo and then you expect me to sign your checks? Are you serious?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm just saying,
freedom of speech is not freedom of consequence.
That's true. That's fair. In the world of Pro League of Legends, the grand finals are officially upon us. Last weekend played host to the semifinals, where FunPlus Phoenix defeated last year's champions Invictus Gaming.
Wow!
Meanwhile, hometown heroes G2 Esports defeated the favorite SK Telecom T1 to secure their spot in the finals. Those finals, by the way, get underway Sunday in Paris.
Let's go G2!
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna definitely say let's go G2, baby.
This has been the team that you said is gonna go all the way since, I think, even before the season even started.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a team that I had my eye on since the very start of the season. I hope they go all the way. And straight up, the match between FunPlus Phoenix and Invictus, by the way, was one of the most entertaining matches of the league all season long.
Go back
and watch it if you want to see what fun league actually looks like.
Yeah, I mean, you watch that game and it does seem like they had like a gentleman's agreement before the game started, where it's like, what if we just fight for the entire series? And that's pretty much what happened. Like, it was the opposite of watching Korea play. Mm-hmm. Korea's boring and they strangle the life out of you.
Yeah.
This was just like, no, we're just going to fight constantly. It was amazing to watch.
That sounds like fun.
And by the way, Norris, yes, I finally come around for G2. Like, it's taken all this time. Not as a prediction thing. It's just like, I want it now.
Don't you want it?
I want
Could you imagine
a Western team to win.
G2 winning in Paris? That'd be so beautiful.
I mean, they play, streets.
They play for EU, but they are a Western-owned team.
Yeah.
So we kind of still get to claim a little bit of that victory. Nope. Yeah, no. We get to claim a little bit of it.
I get to root for my hemisphere to win. Sweet. I'm so thrilled. By the way, if they throw 0-3, there will be, like, fires. It's going to be bad. Speaking of League of Legends, viewership is way up this year over last year. In fact, the semifinals saw a 98% increase over the 2018 semifinals. Part of that may be who was playing, as last year's semifinals featured Cloud9 versus G2, while this year SK Telecom was involved, so you had Korea much more engaged.
So you mean it wasn't us and our proselytizing of League of Legends and Aaron Rye and all this good stuff?
No, we can claim a little bit. Just
at least a percent.
Yes. Yeah, just a little bit of it.
At least a percent.
Just a little bit.
I'm claiming all of it. Checkpoint XP is the reason numbers are up across the board.
I like it. I'm with you on that one.
That's all for the Checkpoint XP esports gaming update. For more, head on over to our website. That's at checkpointxp.com.
Thanks, Joe, for the update. So we talked a lot about BlizzCon so far today, and we know that some of you are out there thinking that we forgot one of the biggest stories of the event. Well, we did not.
Of course, we have to talk about the Overwatch World Cup.
Yes.
Which we have not gotten a chance to talk about yet, because Team USA.
Woo! Yeah!
It finally came out in force, man.
Emerged victorious.
USA! USA!
I cannot believe that we took this.
In the fashion that we took it. Because we did not beat South Korea once. We beat them twice.
Wow.
And dropped only a single map.
I'm telling you, this is the USA meta, okay?
All week long, I was telling people, I'm like, you know, Super and Sinatra walked in that locker room, right? And they're like, look, guys, we ain't lost a match since Atlanta in the playoffs. We ain't dropping a single map. So you better get your stuff together.
Listen, it was so amazing to watch this run. Because, by the way, there were a few upsets here. You had France make it out of the, they had a berth. But you had France come through, and they were able to meet China in the semifinals. So that was a team that has one OWL pro
right
on the entire team, which is Soon, and they made it to the semifinals. So South Korea just looked completely lethargic. China didn't necessarily look as good as they can be. And a lot of the big name teams, Canada, knocked out in the first round of knockouts. Who else? We had another team that got knocked out in the first round of knockouts, I believe.
Finland
was knocked out in prelims.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing here is that the reason that Team USA won is because China and South Korea kind of didn't care as much as they could.
That's a lie. That is a lie. And I'm gonna challenge you on this.
All I'm doing is interpreting what you told me.
No.
So say it better.
It sounded an awful lot like we didn't win, they just lost.
Yes.
So try again.
That's wrong.
Let's try rephrasing it.
All right, let me rephrase, okay? Space and Corey showed up like gods, okay? That's what happened.
That's what I like to hear.
All right?
There we go.
Space proved that he is one of the best off-tanks in the world, okay? Sinatra and Super did Sinatra and
everybody,
Super things.
Everybody. We actually even got to see some Super on Reinhardt, despite the meta still being the whole Orisa Sigma thing. My favorite play on Horizon, though, was when they brought out the Bastion Symmetra comp. Thought they were going to teleport directly onto the point, so they waited up top there. They actually teleported off to the side on the left. So then they had to come down onto the point in order to contest them, and ran right into Corey Symmetra and Sinatra's Bastion and just got wiped. They just got wiped all over the place.
So I have to ask you guys, obviously, you know, North American esports, when it gets to an international stage, a lot of the time it goes very poorly. Looking at you, League of Legends, what does this mean for North American esports, for Overwatch?
I'll say this. North America already was more competitive than many of the other esports in Overwatch. It already had a lot of talent to pull from. I think this just further solidifies that core of players that they had, like at the San Francisco Shock of American Players.
See,
they really were the glue in the true leaders of that team.
Yes, that's the biggest point I want to make here, because when people say, oh, well, the San Francisco Shock won the grand finals, that was still a mostly Korean team. In fact, at the grand finals, only Sinatra was the only American to actually play on the stage. So to see them now go to the World Cup, get up on stage with an entirely American team, an entirely American coaching staff, and to win in the fashion they did, dropping only one map It cannot be denied.
It is pretty incredible. But listen, we want to hear from you on this. Were you watching the Overwatch World Cup? What did you think of Team USA's epic win? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _ XP on Instagram. Coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to check in with our social media followers and find out what game you haven't beaten yet, but you really want to. Stick around. That conversation is ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
It's Checkpoint XP's social media question. Welcome back. I want to thank everyone listening on 92.5 FM Fox News in Jacksonville and ESPN Southwest Florida 99.3 FM. Check out our website over at CheckpointXP.com. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for the Checkpoint XP Nation newsletter. Get behind-the-scenes insight, photos, and access to contests and unique content. All it takes is an email address and a zip code. So sign up today at CheckpointXP.com. You can also follow us over on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _ XP on Instagram, where you can respond to our weekly social media question. This week, we ask you what game you have sitting on your shelf. It's collecting dust. You know you're about two-thirds of the way through it, but you have not been back to beat it.
Is there a time criteria on this?
There should be.
Really?
Some of the answers we got, there should be.
I don't know. There are definitely games that I have unfinished from the PlayStation 1 era where I'm like, in the back of my head, I'm like, someday I'm going to finish you.
No, you're not.
I know I'm not.
No, you're not.
In the back of my head, I'm going, someday I'm going to finish you. But my heart says, no, you're not.
If this was Survivor, we would vote you off this show.
It's true. I'm winning, man.
Yeah, look, for me, I'm going real recent, because with the way that games are coming out right now, it's very easy to get really involved in a game, buy something new that's about to come out, and then completely forget it. I'm so close to finishing The Outer Worlds, and Death Stranding is about to be in my PlayStation 4 any day now. And I was sick all weekend, so I wasn't able to finish it up. So for me, it's The Outer Worlds. I have to buckle down and finish up the last few hours of Death Stranding.
Yeah.
Takes money out of my bank account.
Yeah, listen, and you are running up against that deadline mighty quickly here. That's a good answer. That was actually, I had thought about saying that. I thought, because I feel like I'm about, I don't know, maybe 12, 15 hours in. I'm just getting to Monarch, and I feel like I'm already like, I just don't know if I have the motivation to finish this. Yeah, and as a diehard Fallout fan, I don't know how to feel about that, because I feel like I should want to keep playing it, but I really don't. But I do have a couple that go back to the PlayStation 1 era that I have every intention to finish. Suikoden 3.
You're not going to go beat that.
Of all the Suikoden's, 3's the one?
Yeah.
Go do yourself a favor and play 2.
I have not finished any of them. Suikoden 1 can be thrown out there as
You're not doing that.
I got farthest in 3, though.
That's the one I got the closest to abandoning.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Joe, what about you?
Oh, man. I'm embarrassed to say mine. Okay, so it's been sitting installed and just staring at me for a while now. It's Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, that's me. That's me too.
You never did Grand Theft Auto 5?
It's a good game.
I'm like 5 hours in on it, and it's not the fault of the game. I loved the 5 hours that I played, but I played 5 hours and then I went on vacation. And when I came by the time I came back, I had skipped my mind. I was onto a new game, and I've never gone back.
I've done that twice now with GTA 5, and I get about 20 hours in.
See, here's the thing about Grand Theft Auto is that you can always pick it up, play it, you know, as a pure mayhem simulator.
Yeah.
And kind of get yourself back into it and be like, I guess I got a mission that I could do.
So I was planning to do that literally this week, and I sat down at my computer, and I was sitting there. I looked at the Grand Theft Auto 5 icon on there, and right beneath it was another game that I've installed and been wanting to play, Subnautica. And I'm like, Subnautica doesn't require any brain cells. I'm going to play that, and now I can't stop playing it.
Oh, my God.
I'm playing It is better looking Minecraft that isn't awful.
All right. Well, Norris, what about you? What's a game that you have sitting on your shelf that you have every intention to finish?
I finish all my games.
I don't believe you.
No, I'm serious.
There is
one. There has to be one.
Nope.
That you're like, I gotta finish that one day.
I finish all my games.
I don't believe you.
I'm serious. I am serious as a heart attack.
You can say that all you want. I am sure that I don't believe you. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're currently going through our social media question. This week, we were asking you what game you have sitting on your shelf that you really want to beat, but you haven't gotten around to yet. So let's check out what responses were coming in over social media.
Over on Facebook, we got Jean-Paul who says, well, I just finished Dragon Quest XI. Now to play my first Fallout game.
Ooh.
Fallout 4. Hope it's one of the good ones.
Oh, Fallout 4, another it one is, but finish. Prepare yourself, sir. Yeah.
I don't
You're
know.
In for a long
listen,
ride.
I don't know that 4 is the one that I would have started with. I was glad when I went back and played through the Fallout series that I started on 3. So, I don't know. But I liked 4, so I can see how you know, it could really hit with someone.
Nah, because start with 4, because that way, if you really, really like it, you could just keep playing 4 over and over and over
That's
again.
Fair.
Ashton on Facebook says Ocarina of Time.
Right. See, how look, dare you?
I went to school with this guy, right? So Ashton, shame on you.
How dare you? It doesn't even take that much time to finish
That's
Ocarina.
That's a 30-hour game.
Wait a minute. It was the Water Temple, wasn't it?
You got stuck in the Water Temple.
I have all the sympathy in the world for that. However, you're still a bad person for not finishing.
He's not
Ocarina
a real gamer unless he finishes
yes,
Water
I
Temple.
Agree.
Brandon on Facebook says, any of the Phoenix Wright games, I find it difficult to finish because sometimes I just need a game with actual gameplay. I love the Phoenix Wright games, but yes, there are moments where you're like, okay, I need to do something else now. I can't
read anymore.
You know
what I found
anymore.
Out over the weekend? Sam Riegel, who did the voice of Phoenix Wright,
yes,
he only did 2 lines for that game.
Objection and hold it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. Everything else is
right.
Reading.
I mean, it really is sort of like a cutscene that you're just
reading,
playing for hours on end.
Yeah.
All right. I got to take us over to Twitter.
That's what Death Stranding is about to be.
Oh, God. You're so right.
This one comes from someone who works in this building, Chuck Bean, over on Twitter.
Oh,
and he
no.
just sent us a picture with hashtag backlog attached to it. And we need to have some words on some of the games on this.
Let me go through some of these. Mm-hmm. Metal Gear Acid.
The card game?
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Go away.
Mutants in Manhattan.
Okay,
Rocksmith.
I see a Final Fantasy 13-2 in there. No.
Ugh.
You don't need to do that at all.
What's Silent Hill Downpour?
I don't know. Bad Silent Hill game.
But don't play any of them.
Diablo 3? Really? Do you not have a Switch, Chuck?
He has WWE 2K16, 17, and 18. You ain't playing through
stop
none of those.
Stop buying them!
They're all in your backlog? You gotta stop it. Mass Effect Andromeda's on here.
To be fair, he probably bought the 2K16, 17, and 18 when they were like $5.
For like $1?
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. But anyway, Chuck, we're gonna have to have some serious words about
your
gaming habits.
We're gonna have to have some fighting words.
Old Man River on Twitter says, this old man here, I intend to finish Spider-Man on its hardest mode as well as the DLC, but I'm old and probably won't.
You know what? That's a good one.
It's a good challenge.
I started playing Spider-Man, but I don't think I'll ever go back and finish
it. You should. It's so
I know
good.
It's just like Joe. I understand it's a really good game. I have all of I feel like I want to.
Enjoyed what you played of it.
But I'm going to be pulled away by other
I
games.
Cut it
I
on just
know.
A web sling, dog.
Your boy Brohammet says Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh,
that's
Brohammet.
Unfortunate.
Mm,
it's
buddy,
unfortunate.
You're missing out, man.
Sarah Scopic says, I feel very attacked right now, but yeah, I'll get to Last Guardian someday.
No, you know what, Sarah? Hold on.
No, you're fine.
As someone who tried to play through The Last Guardian myself, that's one of the games that when I set it down, I felt no guilt never picking it back up again.
It has to be something you actually legit want to go finish, not something you just said is whack and put it down.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it. Make sure you follow us on social media so that you can respond to next week and every week's social media question. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint underscore XP on Instagram. Thanks for joining us for Checkpoint XP. For more info on the show, links to articles and the Checkpoint XP podcast, then head on over to checkpointxp.com. Make note of when you're catching us on your local radio station, like 97.5 FM and 1280 AM The Zone in Salt Lake City, as well as ESPN Kenai 1140 in Alaska. And remember to come back next week for more video game news and discussion. Join us Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP is a production of Beasley Esports XP. I want to thank my crew, lead segment producing by Joe Sloan, producing and booking help from Chad Callahan, and of course my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.